My name is Samantha Hudson. I am 15 years old. Today is February 22nd, 2021, and I'm speaking with my mother, Elizabeth Hudson. We are in San Francisco, California. Okay, so where is your mom and your dad from, and then your grandparents' family, and what do you know about them?
Well, my parents were born and raised in South San Francisco, so they're native Californians.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Okay.
My father's parents were immigrants. One was Italian, mm-hmm. and one was Canadian, and they also met and lived in South San Francisco. My mother's parents were from the South. They're from Kentucky.
Okay, yeah. And going back to your dad's parents, so Italian and Canadian, do you know where in Italy and where in Canada those?
Yeah, so my great-grandfather, my father's father, was born in Winnipeg, Canada, and he and his family immigrated to Oregon sometime in the 1930s.
Okay.
And my father's mother, her family is from Angera in Italy, northern Italy.
Isn't that by Milan?
It is.
Okay.
Very close to the border, close to Lake Como. And my grandmother's parents immigrated to the U.S. And so my grandmother grew up in South San Francisco. So she's been here since the 30s as well.
Okay, as well. And then all you know about your mother's side is that they were born in the South, or like were from the South?
Yeah, I know a lot more about my mother's mother. Okay. She was from Petroleum, Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and she ran the general store in Petroleum, Kentucky, where my grandmother grew up.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather on that side I know less about because he died when my mother was young.
Okay.
But I understand he's also Southern from Kentucky.
Yes. And with your mom's mom, what about their lineage? Do
you know? I believe that my mother's family, her heritage traces back to the Mayflower. I think that my mother has English and Irish ancestry.
Okay. Yeah.
And at some point, one of our ancestors came over on the Mayflower and immigrated to the colonies.
It's a very far drawn history.
Everyone has a history that goes back that far.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to sort of like family lineage and tradition, or were there any like family traditions you can remember that have been like passed down?
Yes. My great-grandmother, my father's mother's mother, was Italian.
Yeah.
Her name was Nani. And when I was a little girl, I remember making gnocchi, learning to make gnocchi in her kitchen. I would sit on a stool and I would form the little pillows and then roll them off a fork for make the ridges.
You taught me how to make
and
gnocchi.
I've taught you that. And I learned it from my great grandmother.
I think we also have the tradition of just making a lot of food and then like a lot of different options of food.
I definitely have the Italian feeding compulsion. Yes.
Yeah, do you think we have any Canadian aspects?
That's a good question. So there's an interesting story though how my grandfather met my grandmother, my dad's parents. He apparently was a motorcycle guy back in the 30s, and he would ride his bike from, like, Oregon down to L.A.
Is that a photo of him?
That is a photo of him on the shelf, exactly. And so he met my grandmother because his motorcycle broke down on a trip from L.A. back to Oregon in South San Francisco, where he ended up staying and working out of my grandmother's father's garage. That's when he started his auto mechanic business, and then they ended up getting married, and then they started
Commons Auto Parts, which is our family.
Which is where all the men in the family have worked.
Oh, wow, that's super interesting. I bet that's a photo of him. That's
yeah.
Cool. Okay, so back on the, because I know Grandpa or Papa had like five brothers?
Well, four. He's
four.
There's five total.
Okay, so Or just generally relatives. Who is your favorite relative? And can you describe any stories or, like, favorite? I'm not trying to pick and choose favorites, but...
Well, I mean, a couple of my dad's brothers I'm really close with. I was close with Mike, Uncle Mike, and Uncle Kurt, and Uncle Keith. And my favorite thing about growing up in that side of the family is that we had a walnut orchard, a family walnut orchard, mm-hmm. when I was young. In the Stockton area, mm-hmm. and every weekend we would, especially in the fall during harvest season, the whole family would go there and pick walnuts and get them on the processing plant on the conveyor belt. And so I got real close with some of my uncles that way.
That's cool. I remember going there when I was little.
Yeah, you've been there.
That's very cool. Yeah. So I know you grew up with sort of like Catholicism, Christianity, and that came from your grandmother. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me a role that religion played in your childhood, especially like relating to family and how that?
Well, my Italian grandmother, my father's grandmother, was Catholic, and mm-hmm. She was a practicing Catholic. And when I was growing up, I remember, you know, doing Christmas Eve Mass with her. Every Christmas Eve. My parents raised us Catholic. And we went to church on Sundays all growing up. And mm-hmm. then when I was confirmed, you know,
yeah,
I had a choice.
Yeah. Do you think that helped the bond with your grandmother? That you both had like something that you could, you know, go to church maybe every Christmas?
Or... Sure. I mean, my grandmother and I bonded over lots of things. We bonded over Italian food. We bonded over all this pottery that you see on the shelf that she collected and I collect, and that's some of the stuff that she left me. But yeah, I would say that that whole holiday traditions, including that going to that mass, which was the midnight mass, it was... it was definitely a bonding moment for the family, for sure.
Of course. Well, I know I wasn't really raised super Catholic, but we still had family traditions and, like, Christmas and all of that.
Yeah.
Like, we sort of Christmas together every year and, like, Thanksgiving. And I remember we used to pick up Grandma Enos and, like, drive her there. And that was, I'm glad I got to meet her and all that. She, until I was, like, 7 or something, right?
She passed away in 2011, so I don't know, how old were you then?
I was 6 then.
7-ish?
6 and 7.
Yeah, maybe okay. 2012.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. So, more about your parents. Give me a little bit about their sort of lives growing up in South San Francisco. What sort of their two different paths?
Well, they were high school sweethearts. They met, they went to really? High school together.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They went to high school together?
Yeah, that's how they met.
Really?
Yes. And they married when they were, like, really young. And to be honest, you know, my father was, you know, a young man during the Vietnam War, during draft times. And so, to be honest, I think they probably got married sooner than they would have because people who were married had a lower draft number. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, yeah, my parents have known each other since they were 14.
Really? That is...
To high school together.
I didn't know that. Wait, so Papa went to college, correct? And did Grandma go to college?
No, neither did. My father went and took some classes at college, but then he worked for the family business. He was a mechanic. My mother had, you know, me when she was 22 years old, 23 years old. So,
oh my gosh.
Neither of them went to college. I was the first one in the family to go to college, honey.
Really?
Yeah. Out of the entire family.
Oh, well, oh my gosh.
Oh, except for Uncle Kurt and Uncle Greg.
Yeah, and then did your brothers go to college? Doug went to...
Doug did not.
Doug did an apprenticeship.
Vocational school. He's an heating, ventilation, and air conditioning guy. And Scott went to college.
Scott went to college.
He took the long road, 7-year plan.
Ah, okay. Well, I did not know they were high school sweethearts. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And so, I'm gonna, sorry. Blah, blah, blah. Do you have any, like, fond memories that stick out when thinking of Grandma Enos?
Absolutely. Like I have this vivid memory of like, and you were there. Do you remember when we went to the ranch for the family reunion?
Yes, I do.
And you were there.
That was one.
And she was there. At that. So she was still alive at that point when the entire Common family, all five brothers, everybody's kids, all your cousins. And so I remember driving her in the Jeep all the way out to the end of the land, you know, where the creek was.
Yeah.
And you guys were down in the creek. And I like remember getting a little bucket out for her to like sit on. And I have a picture of the two of us from that day. And that's really one of the last times I kind of saw her. Because I think she passed away like the summer after that.
I remember she passed away in the summer because we were over at like Terralinda Pool.
And then you remember that.
And I remember, yeah, I do remember that. I don't know why I remember that quite vividly.
Well, she's the last great-grandmother that, like, you didn't have any other great-grandmothers.
No, I didn't have any other great-grandmothers.
Because they had all passed away before you came around.
Well, what about in your childhood? Do you have any, besides, like, making gnocchi or, like, doing... Yeah.
My grandmothers, both of them, my mom's mom, Grandma Mary, and Grandma Enos, when I was 11 years old, took me on a trip to England and Scotland, the three of us, and we toured around... And they bought me some Scottish pottery, which I still have here today. I kissed the Blarney Stone in Ireland when I was 11, all with my two grandmothers
trip. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then with your great-grandparents, you met at least one of them, correct?
Yeah, Nani, which was Grandma Enos's mother. She's the one I made gnocchi with in her kitchen. By the time I came around, she was the only one still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's, as it turns out, I was talking to my dad and apparently, my grandfather, Mike, who also died when I was really young, his mother lived like really long. She might've been alive and in a nursing home. But I never met her.
But you never met her?
Didn't meet her.
Well, I think... did you have much connection to your grandfather's side of the family?
Well, yeah, my grandfather died, my grandfather Mike, my papa's dad, died when I was 11. So, and I remember him, and I'm really there's 11 kids that are the product of my dad and his five brothers, mm-hmm. and I'm the oldest one, and I'm really the only one who ever remembers him. You can ask my brothers, they don't really remember him. I do, because
you were older.
I was 10 when he died.
Yeah, because did Grandpa Mike, your grandfather, have any siblings as well? Did you know, like, any of your, like, great-uncles or aunts?
I don't know that, but I know that my Grandma Enos had an identical twin sister, Anne,
mm-hmm.
and she had an older brother who...
Didn't we meet her sister?
Yeah, you met Anne.
I've met Anne, correct.
Yeah. She looked just like her Hermanus.
That tripped me out a little bit when I met her.
And then her older brother, Mario, she had an older brother, and I met him too, Grandma Enos, but mm-hmm. he's passed away.
He's passed away as well. Well, yeah, because I remember knowing a lot about Grandma Enos's side of the family, but never much about Grandpa Mike's, because he died of leukemia when he was
correct.
Younger.
Correct. He died of leukemia when... I was 11 in 1976, or actually 10. And also, my mother's father died before, like, when I was a baby, so I barely knew. And her mother, Grandma Mary, died before you were born, so I don't think you got to meet her.
But that's my middle name, is Mary. Also, because
that's correct.
Dad's great-grandmother, sorry. Was also named Mary.
Mary was chosen because of my grandmother and your father's grandmother.
Very cool family story. Okay, final question. And this one might be a little bit lengthy, but give me three adjectives to describe our family or, like, just in general, the, like, sort of how we function and then why you give it these three adjectives.
Our extended family?
Our extended
or
family.
Our immediate family.
Our extended family.
Okay, gosh.
Because we have a very big family.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see. Well, I would say we are, like, how do I say this?
It doesn't have to be one word, just maybe descriptive lines, three descriptive lines even.
We definitely are like diverse enough that there's a lot of togetherness, but there's some
yeah.
conflict.
Yeah. We're very
there's a lot of people in the family.
Cuz my grandfather and grandmother got divorced and remarried each on both sides with my dad and my mom. I have 11 grandparents legally.
Yeah, and your grandmother Mary, my grandmother Mary, my mother's mother, she was widowed and she remarried as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She married Tom Keegan, who is in the photo in the hallway. That's her second husband.
That's him?
He's the reason I became a lawyer.
Really?
Yeah, he was a lawyer down in downtown San Francisco. When I was little, I would go to his office, I'd sit in his big chair, and I said, I'm going to do this.
That's why you wanted to be a lawyer? That's so cool.
It's also why I play chess. He taught me.
That's why you play chess?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I would say the common family is definitely diverse, and there's a lot. We have a lot of fun cousins. I think you would agree. And so I would say we're loud, and and yeah. There can be a lot of joy, and there could be some conflict, but
we clash.
Yeah, but having cousins is a great thing. I always see my cousins, and I love it.
I like your cousins, too.
You need to get closer to their kids.
Their kids are very nice.
Yeah. You know Haley.
I know Haley, yeah. And I get what you mean. We're very loud. We're just very big. And then when we have Christmas or when we have Thanksgiving, there's like three tables. And we all have to conjugate.
There's
and
a lot of dishes and a lot of people bringing extra dishes. And then, there's games that happen after dinner. But yeah, I would say that especially my father's side of the family, because he has so many brothers, is just really, really, really cantankerous in some ways. My mother's side of the family is quieter, one of her sisters died, like a little while ago, and then her little sister, my mom doesn't always get along with her.
Oh yeah, I know that.
And yeah, doesn't get along with her husband. So that side of the family is a little more sparsely populated and fractured.
Yeah.
I like the big bustling Italian family vibe going on my dad's side. And not that I'm stating a preference, but
Same thing as I've never had much of a connection to your mom's side of the, it's really only been Grandma Sue and then Bert.
And Bert's great.
Bert's great.
Bert, it brings some serious diversity to the family.
He's great. I have a lot of good memories going to visit them in Las Vegas. He would always go to the farmer's market at early Sunday morning and buy dried apricots.
Exactly. Because he's Turkish.
He's Turkish.
He loves his apricots.
He loves his apricots.
And his tomatoes and all the fun. You've gotten to taste a lot of Mediterranean style food that most kids haven't.
I remember he took us out to this Turkish place. It was very good. I really enjoyed having conversations with him whenever we would go, and I don't know. I feel like they're very lively around their grandkids, and that's super nice to go and visit them. I don't know. But one more sort of kind of specific question that relates to Tahoe. Because we have a family house in Tahoe that's sort of shared around everyone circulating with your dad. Our extended family coming down from your dad and then Grandma Linda?
Well, yeah. So the Tahoe house is something that my dad and his second wife, my stepmother, who's been around for 35 years at this point, that bought together. And so, I have two brothers, Doug and Scott, and two stepsisters, Lauren and Brooke. And so that has the same big family vibe as maybe the common family, because you have a lot of cousins, and Tahoe is crowded and
especially during the winter. So so with skiing or even just with Tahoe, do you have any fond memories with your dad or even when you were young going to Tahoe and skiing, if you ever went with your grandparents?
Yeah, the first time I learned to ski, I was 8, and I went with my brothers and my parents to Incline, and we all took a lesson, and my dad is really shy, and his name is Glenn, and then the ski instructor called him by a different name the whole time, and my dad didn't correct him. Called him Al the whole day. And me and my brothers just laughed and laughed.
That sounds like Grandpa. He just wouldn't care. That sounds like Papa. It sounds exactly like Papa.
Anyway, that's how for me growing up, my parents were, especially my dad, was super outdoorsy and very athletic. I mean, he dragged me around and taught me to water ski and taught me to ski. And that probably is why.
Is that why they like hiking so much?
Yeah, and they hike and they drive their little dirt bikes and whatever. But anyway, growing up in that vibe is probably the reason why I put you out on skis when you were two and put you on a leash and fall and let you, you know.
And then let me off when I was three and then I ran into a tree.
Well, I thought you had better control
than that. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, I think skiing is actually a really big part of our family. Everybody in our family knows how to ski.
Exactly.
Or snowboard or do something in the snow. Yep. And I think it's a super big bonding thing with us, especially because, like, some For of the sure. best thing moments I've had with Papa is when we were skiing. And, like, even though he was, like even though his knees were not the best, he would, like, still race me or whatever when
and
I was, like, five.
And he would spray you with snow.
Yeah.
When he stopped.
That was always super fun.
That's his classic move.
This is classic move? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Interviewing with me
thank
about
you.
Our family lineage. Thank you.